The instructions for the celebration of the Chrism Mass are clear. The Mass of Chrism is properly concelebrated by the bishop with his clergy. It is a sign of the unity and communion of the priests with their bishop. If necessary, the Mass of Chrism may be transferred to another day, but near to Easter, especially if it is difficult for the clergy and people to assemble with their bishop on Holy Thursday morning. I don't think it was ever a consideration in the Universal Church to have this Chrism Mass closer to the 4th of July than to the celebration of Easter. There is an additional instruction, one that I wonder if it ever happens. The old oils are burned. They may be put into the lamp, which burns before the reserved Blessed Sacrament. Throughout these past 3 months, I've asked our priests to continue to celebrate Mass each day for the needs of you, God's holy people, and for themselves, for perseverance. And when the restrictions were lessened, to celebrate Mass more often, if it allowed those smaller numbers of Catholic Christians to be present to share in the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'd ask that the churches be kept open, if at all possible, so that those who wanted to could pray before the reserved Blessed Sacrament. I know that this time has been very difficult for so many, physically, with illness and death, emotionally, with the loss of jobs and financial well-being. Almost every aspect of life, as we knew it, has been thrown into disarray because of a disease that seemingly has its origin in an area of the world where most of us have never heard of, had never visited. And to be honest with you, I have no intention of visiting today. And just when there seemed to be rays of hope, good news, much more to look forward to as we enter into the summer, and children and parents are finally given a necessary break from homeschooling and Zooming and all that may burden them, our nation seemingly has erupted into civil unrest and violence. The longer I am a priest and a bishop, the more I see that the saints were right, no matter the century or country in which they lived. The evil one is at work to distract, to discourage, to divide, and even to destroy. We cannot deny this reality. And yet, as Christians, as Catholics, as priests, as deacons, as religious, the same Christ who returns to his hometown to make the solemn announcement that the prophecies of old have been fulfilled, he went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. It is the same Christ who gathers us in this cathedral, who has called us to be his priests and to care for his people, a handful of you represented here tonight. But in your hearts, you carry with you every one of the souls of Eastern Washington. It might be that being deprived of this opportunity to return to our parish churches, which should be considered, practically speaking, our spiritual hometowns, that this time away has helped us to cherish the opportunity to worship him, to hear his word and receive his body and blood of his Son in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Over this period of time, I've heard from most of our priests, many of the faithful, and I've spoken with my brother bishops in the Northwest and even other parts of the country. I know it has not been easy dealing with government officials, even those who claim an affiliation with the church, who seemingly have no trouble viewing religion and faith as non-essential. Their reasons vary. Some might consider people of faith to be part of the deplorables. Or maybe they know no one who gives witness to the power of Jesus Christ in their life. Or Lord, maybe it has never occurred to them that a belief in God is essential, is important, is valued. The Chrismass, even in this unusual year, reminds us of what is at the core of our identity as priests, to be faithful stewards of the mysteries of God in the Holy Eucharist, to daily renew in His name the sacrifice of human redemption set before God's people, the Paschal Banquet, and nourishing and strengthening you, God's people, with the sacraments. Personally, I've been inspired by the prayers and the words of God's people, and with their words of support and gratitude for our priests. Though these last few months have no doubt been very difficult, I am reminded of the experience and sacrifices of one of the former archbishops of Saigon, Nguyen Van Thuan, who spent 13 years in a prison at the hands of brutally cruel communists in North Vietnam. The anniversary, 1 year anniversary of my appointment as Bishop of Spokane, Father Joe Heen, one of our retired priests, gave me a book on his life, Testimony to Hope. And recently, I read a section which described the Archbishop's time in prison, when he too seemingly was deprived of the Eucharist. 9 of those years of prison were in solitary confinement. But during those years, he wasn't deprived of the Eucharist. Using tiny quantities of bread and wine that were smuggled in to him by friends, the Archbishop continued to offer his daily Mass, not only for his diocesan brothers and sisters and his family, but his captives. And he placed tiny drops of wine in the palm of his hand, and he mingled it with drops of water and small crumbs of stale bread. And that way he offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass for his people and again his persecutors. One of the journalists who interviewed him when he was released said his prison cell became his cathedral, the palm of his hand, his chalice. The Eucharist, even now, in the midst of this great difficulty and unrest and trouble, the Eucharist must be the center of our lives and especially the identity we have as priests. To all of you, again, representing God's faithful people, to our religious sisters, our deacons, our priests, and all those here in Eastern Washington, we're asked to make sacrifices, but let us join them with our Savior Jesus, who gave his life for us, that we might have eternal life. And in this time when we as a nation have renewed our consecration to our Blessed Mother, in this diocese entrusted to our Lord's Mother, and as we begin this year of the Eucharist, let us ask that together we will grow in holiness and that our Blessed Mother will lead us ever closer to her Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.